This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Well, happy Thursday, everybody. This is Rich Sheeban from the Northern Rockies here in Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of blue in the face talking about all the election and voter fraud, but it still has to be done. It's just amazing to me how the powers that be, the supposed good guys in the FBI and the DHS and DOJ, they're not coming up with arrests, indictments, and prosecutions. It's just it's pretty obvious that we're on an unsustainable path, a scripted, planned path by the powers that be to make America illegitimate, to turn us into a third world banana republic for the benefits of the elite via favors and graft. And everything's on the chopping block, not just the middle class, but freedom, liberty, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, definitions of words. Seems like so many people have sold out to the highest bidder or been threatened or blackmailed, and everything's illegitimate. Elections, voting, work, the FBI, all intelligence agencies, the rule of law, courts, lawyers, judges, science, healthcare, math, history is being rewritten, rules, laws, and accountability is only applicable to a certain degree based on what group you're in. Wealth, success, economics, currency, money, commerce, prosperity, everything is on the FUBAR chopping block. And it's very obvious that those powers that be want to take us into a Nazi, authoritarian, communist, socialist, tyrannical, totalitarian, fascist dictatorship. And everybody should be awake at this point. We've been talking about how in the last year there's been an exponential wake-up. I think in the last month it's been exponential to the 10th degree. And if anybody's still asleep, if anybody still thinks this is just about a left-right paradigm, you're lost. You don't read. You don't research. It's over for you. It really is an aristocracy, serfdom, relationship. It's a takeover. It's a communist insurrection takeover. So what I'm going to do, folks, I'm just going to get into more election slash voter fraud evidence. And I think I've probably given, I know upper hundreds. I don't know if I'm touching thousands, but I bet I'm pretty close over the past several weeks. And it's just amazing to me how they're not deeming this election null and void, how they're not saying how we need a new election. You know, if we took 1 month for everybody to show proof of citizen, of being a U.S. citizen, with bringing your own documents, get into your own database, and then we had a vote. We could easily do this by January 20th. And then had a paper ballot vote. It could also be online, but it's got to have a database That's local, regional, and national. So everybody could look at it real time as votes come in, and you can check with your own paper stub how you voted. And then there's a hotline to call, a legitimate hotline, if there's anything nefarious. And we can do it with thumbprints. We can do it with major, several different types of IDs. It could be passport. It could be, well, a lot of that could be counterfeited too, but we have to cross-reference to different IDs. And every person who registers to vote needs to show that type of verification. It's not that hard. We have the technology. I mean, even if we have to hand count it one at a time, we're going to have a lot more accuracy and save the taxpayers a heck of a lot more money than all this fraud and theater that the powers that be are trying to pull off here. See, this is why when you get rid of the rule of law, when you start eliminating protection rights and restitution out of the rule of law for certain people who are targeted, you create a no check on runaway power system. And then you eliminate rules of laws incrementally and replace them with precedents. And this is a subset of giving free lunch to the elite. This affects wealth redistribution in a negative way for the people. It creates more divide and conquer strategies, professional pot stirrers, etc. So something needs to be done, and all I can do is give suggestions, be on national radio, worldwide radio, and hopefully wake up as many people as possible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start going into evidence, folks, and here we go, because I have a lot to talk about here. First article, I'm going to mention either articles or talking points like I do every time I'm on the air, to try to give as much information as possible. Postal subcontractor was told that over 100,000 ballots in Wisconsin was gathered on November 4th and postdated for Election Day. How many of these people have been coming, witnesses have been coming forward? How many people have been signing affidavits under perjury of law to go to prison regarding perjury, regarding the rule of law? This is all evidence. Because if this isn't evidence, folks, then everybody who witnessed murders and rapes and other crimes in the past, that you're creating a precedent saying that these people should be let free, even when there has been witnesses for these horrific crimes. Next article. Another whistleblower, U.S. Postal Service labeled Trump mail undeliverable. 388,000 ballots backdated and then disappear. We truly are a banana republic. There was a very brave person. Her name is Melissa Carone from Michigan. And she really blew the doors off of this election fraud with extremely capable, verified, believable evidence. And she even talked about how the ballots were being scanned 8 to 10 times. Ballots were supposed to be dropped into sealed boxes after scanned through the tabulating machine. And Melissa Carone said that the ballots were accessible to the election worker after being scanned through the machine. She said the boxes that were supposed to receive the scanned ballots were moved to a different part of the room and then used to block observers. How many stories did we hear about blocked observers? Or observers being threatened? She was saying how she can't find a job anymore. Her children are being attacked. She's being attacked. She had to leave social media. This is what happens when you're a patriot. You get demonetized. You get attacked. Just like Jenna Ellis. The Democrats are saying that she deserves to be raped. Does that sound like people who are innocent, that people who are winners, that this was, does this sound like if you won a legitimate race, whether it be a marathon, an election, it doesn't matter. Would you be having these behaviors public if your win was legitimate? Of course you wouldn't. She also said that she called the FBI. You know, it's getting to the point where the FBI and the DOJ are kind of like when Rudy Giuliani asked at that press conference, what publication are you with? What news agency are you with? And this woman said, I'm with CNN, and he started cracking up. That's what, this is what's going to happen to all government entities, the FBI, the DOJ, the U.S. Post Office, everything, because they're so corrupt. Everybody's going to laugh when they try to give some type of official superiority. So anyway, she called the FBI on November 5th to report instances of fraud that she had seen, including these ballots being counted 8 to 10 times. And I'm going to quote her for a couple sentences here. She said, I spoke with a woman for at least 40 minutes, Carone told the Michigan State Oversight Committee on Tuesday. The phone disconnected. Disconnected. She had all my information, and she never called back. You can't even make this stuff up, people. I had to call them back. I haven't even been contacted back since, unquote. I mean, this is beyond. You know, I know so many people who work in the government at all levels, local, state, federal, and they say they're sick of it. They're saying, oh, we'll do this next week because there's no accountability. And they say the only way they can get fired is with sexual harassment lawsuits. So basically, it's just targeting the men. And I asked this young lady who I know, and I'm going to not give out her name. I'm not going to give out her department. I'm not going to say what state she works in. But she says she can't stand it. She loves the paycheck and the protection and the pension and the benefits. But she says it drives her crazy because she is a young person. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give out her age because I don't want her to lose her job. But she said if it was up to her, 90% of the people would be fired. Carone also previously submitted a sworn affidavit detailing some of her allegations, including saying that trucks that were supposedly delivering food for poll workers actually brought in thousands and thousands of ballots, unquote, in a ruling earlier this month denying an injunction to stop the certification of Michigan's election results. A state court judge, crooked judge, I threw that in myself, found that Carone's description of events at the TCF Center was incredible because other affidavits didn't make the same accusations. I'm hearing these accusations from different counties and different states all over the country. And she also said that in 24 hours, 27 hours, there was not a single vote for Trump. Yeah, that sounds legit.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince today as he catches up on some farm work and stuff. So I'm going to continue to talk about more evidence that's related or indirectly, directly related to the election slash voter fraud. And pardon me if I sound a little out of breath, because usually during the commercial breaks I'm running around doing chores, whether it be feeding the wood stove, taking care of the animals, or doing all the little chores I need to do in the cabin. So here's an article that talks about felony charges for a mail theft ring, which they think is a much bigger operation. It's unbelievable. The first sentence in this article that came out on December 1st says basically the entire U.S. Postal Service is riddled with fraud. Now, I want you to think about the fact that the role that the U.S. Postal Service played and how many articles I've given, even in this short broadcast so far today, regarding the implications of fraud and felonies relating to the U.S. Postal Service. It's gone rogue, folks. The DOJ, the FBI, everything has gone rogue. And the people inside, even at the lower levels, are afraid to step up because they know they have a really good gig with paychecks and benefits and pensions. And ironically, we're paying for it. And the poor people who get pennies, crumbs on Social Security, we have to pay for their huge paycheck, benefit package, and pensions, which is 10, 20, 30 times greater than what the rest of us is getting. This is outrageous. So anyway, this article, and as always, I try to mention the bullet points because I have so much evidence of election and voter fraud. But this article talked about these people clearing out mailboxes at a Loop residential building with the help of real counterfeit postal service master keys. What do you think they get? They got that. Is that like the big guy, Joe Biden, getting a piece of Hunter's action when he goes to our enemies and creates crooked commerce? Is that their VIG? Do the postal workers get a VIG? Anyway, Candace Shandar, 32, was arrested Friday after a witness allegedly saw her removing envelopes and parcels from mailboxes at a condo building in the 800 block of South Wells around 10:30 a.m. The witness followed Shandar, took note of her license plate and number, and then called the police. Well, officers found the car nearby, and prosecutors said Shandar had mail shipments from the condo building in the vehicle along with U.S. Postal Service master key. She allegedly admitted to taking the mail, but she's charged with much more than package theft. Prosecutors hit her with charges of identity theft, forgery, burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of meth. She also has outstanding warrants for criminal trespass to vehicles and obstruction of identification, according to prosecutors. Among some of the things in Shandor's possessions were checks, credit cards, entire personal profiles of other individuals, people. Our U.S. Postal Service has gone mafia, has gone rogue. They're the new Al Capone, maybe along with the FBI and the DOJ. You know, it's really sad when we're paying taxpayer dollars for these government worker salaries. It really is terrible. Even Sidney Powell said, quote, frankly, I'm beginning to think the entire FBI and Department of Justice needs to be hosed out with Clorox and fire hoses. Another article from the Gateway Pundit says A.G. Barr destroyed his name for all eternity. He's another card-carrying swamp rat. We'll be right back after this break, folks, and continue this topic.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege during his 46-minute speech Wednesday. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. 6 people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Oil giant Exxon is adjusting their portfolio. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
ExxonMobil is headquartered in Irving, Texas. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks the Washington football team is special this year.
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times, and that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Benelli. And before the break, I was talking about the DOJ and Bill Barr and the FBI and the U.S. Post Office and the corruption and the fraud, the lack of activity, the lack of protecting the people under the rule of law. And when I say we, I mean the alternative media and the patriots are literally doing the work of all the three-letter intelligence agencies, of law enforcement, of the mainstream media, of journalism, to note, by definition, and all these government workers and bought and paid for mainstream media workers, basically theater actors. They're just a different form of Hollywood. And it's really a shame what has happened to America, because we have allowed people to be demonized and delegitimized and discredited because they're being called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, basically conspiracy theorist, anti-ism-ist phobe. And we've allowed so many decades of unchecked power and inaction towards political correctness that we've literally lost control of the ship, and it's unsteerable at this point. And it's going to be up to we, the people, the patriots, the alternative media, to do something about it, because everybody else, every institution, is bought and paid for. So there was a big article the other day that really ticked a lot of people off in America, and rightly so, and saying, quoting Barr, that, quote, today we have seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in election. Pardon me. So basically, they came out with kind of a retraction and a requote because the Associated Press apparently quoted him. Anything from the AP, anything from CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, these are all, you have to remember, folks, they're controlled by five or six corporations. They're all bought and paid for. They have sold you out, meaning you being the American people. Okay? So they came out with a new quote, and I'll just read it. Some media outlets have incorrectly reported that the DOJ has concluded its investigation of election fraud and announced an affirmative finding of no fraud in the election. That is not what the Associated Press reported, nor what the Attorney General stated, a DOJ spokesperson said. Now, they also concluded with the fact that the department will continue to receive and vigorously pursue all specific and credible allegations of fraud as exponentially as possible. Expeditiously, pardon me. I need new glasses. Anyway, this is really kind of outrageous when you think of the DOJ has been investigating all this Spygate and with Mueller and everything. It's been going on for over 500 days. And, you know, the White House came out with a response to Barr's comments, underlying the fact that so many witnesses that they have brought forth are not working with them and haven't even been contacted by the FBI. Now, you have to remember, the DOJ prosecutes. The DOJ needs law enforcement, like FBI, like the Department of Homeland Security, to do their job. But see, no one's doing their job because they're all bought and paid for. And the Trump campaign basically said, with all due respect, I'm quoting right now, to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. Of course not. Going back to the quote, we have gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least six states, which they have not examined. We have as many witnesses swearing under oath that they saw crimes being committed in connection with voter fraud. As far as we know, not a single one has been interviewed by the DOJ. The Justice Department also hasn't audited any voting machines or used their subpoena powers to determine the truth. What's truth anymore, folks? All depends on who's been bought and paid for under the table. And Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and attorneys for Trump said in that statement. So, you know, I do a lot of reading, and I notice, you know, there are a lot of people saying, well, he's playing 3D chess. This is a hidden sting operation. It's a sneak attack. It's covert strategy. You know what it looks like to me? It looks like William Barr is going to be labeled as a cross between Elmer Fudd, Wile E. Coyote, and Benedict Arnold. You know, when Benedict Arnold, when he was a one of George Washington's top officers, he really did a good job until towards the end when his last year in office, he was selling secrets for his personal gain to the British. And then he did a lot of traitorous, seditious things. And then the British made him a brigadier general. And he fell off a horse. He had an accident with his leg. One leg ended up being 2 inches shorter than the other. Anyway, long story short, after a while, the British didn't even want him or trust him anymore and sent him back to Britain. See, this is what's going to happen to all these people. All these people who think that sticking up for the left and hedging their bets is going to get them ahead. No, it's not. It might give you the impression of getting ahead short term, but you're usually the first ones to be discarded, to be delegitimized, and to be murdered because you're a turncoat. That's what a Benedict Arnold is. You're a turncoat. No one's going to trust you if you hedge your bets. You know, I'm still having a hard time believing, and I'm doing this only because I want to be an American. I want to hope that Bill Barr has some legitimacy to him. And, you know, I'm reading that he's a big con man. He also reminds me of, you ever see, for those of you who are old enough, I grew up in the 60s and 70s watching black and white TV, and then it turned to color, I think late 60s, maybe early 70s, we got a color TV. I can't remember, but I remember a show called Hogan's Heroes, and there was a guy on there. It was a comedy, a sitcom, and there was a big, fat German sergeant named Sergeant Schultz, and half of his lines for everything in that show was, "I see nothing. I know nothing. I see nothing." That's what William Barr reminds me of. And now we have thousands. When I started doing talk radio almost 10 years ago, there was hundreds of citizens doing these jobs for the government. Now there's thousands. And speaking for myself, for Vince Finelli, Gwyneth Isaacs, you know, all the people on USA Prepares, all the people on alternative media, not all, but a lot, we're doing this as volunteers. While the government workers, whether it be DOJ, FBI, U.S. Postal Service, all these people tied to all this fraud, we're paying their paycheck, their benefit package, and their pension. Government workers, when this is all over, are going to be known as the biggest welfare fraud on the American people's back. They have gone rogue. They're overreaching, they're corrupt, and they're totally 100% unfunctional. In fact, they are literally making fraud the new norm. And this is why everything needs to be decentralized, folks, especially government. We need to have term limits, not just for elected officials, but for government workers. If you're going to be a government worker, you should be a worker for 8 years. 8 years. You shouldn't get a pension because the private sector is not good. How can you point your finger at somebody in the private sector and say, "I demand you to pay my pension," when they don't have one? That's what it is. We need to decentralize everything. 90% of government needs to go. We need public forums in every town where people have a microphone and give ideas and solutions that's going to benefit the people. See, everything is run by the elite, folks. The elites are causing chaos. They ride in to fix the problem, and I'm using air quotes for fix, while obtaining more power and control along the way. That's called an addict, folks, an addict. They create disasters. They create catastrophe, infighting. That's why I call them professional pot stirrers. and they position themselves to be in the right position financially and morally, morally is in quotes again, because they spin the control of the story of the media, and that they control it all because everybody's bought and paid for. What the elite are doing, along with the government workers, their lieutenants, if you will, is they're purposely manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. And how many times have we given examples on this show of hypocrisies and double standards? And if I get to it today, I want to mention some of those articles again. And this is all new stuff. I mention all new stuff every time I'm on the air. So we need practice what you preach laws. If we had this, not in every example, not in every context, but if we had practice what you preach laws, you know, you have all these, you know, these government workers, you know, from mayors to governors to AGs, to all these people making laws on masks and social distancing and not being around families, and they're being caught doing exactly what they're telling us not to do. You know, we have to beware of terms like experts and officials, because it means nothing. Experts and officials mean nothing. It all depends on, because they're all bought and paid for. They've sold you out. Today's big corporate system and government system literally breeds, incentivizes, cultivates, grooms, rewards all these individuals and departments and corporations to be greedy, corrupt, cowards. They're sellouts, they're seditious, they're traitors, they're self-serving. And all they want to do is feather you up their own nest. I'll be right back, folks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. I am going to finish up on a couple things. I'm going to go back to more voter slash election fraud evidence and facts. And I was talking right before the break about how government and big corporations breed, incentivize, grooms corruption. And the new joke today is now going to be the term public servant. When you hear that or anything synonymous to that, just go ahead and laugh. Remember the old joke years ago? I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Well, they're not here to help. They're here to take what you've got. They're here to now have sold out to take your freedoms and liberties and Constitution. They're now here to say what you can't do, but they're going to do it. Public servant is now a joke term. So we have these powers that be getting away with lies. They're redefining laws. There's no laws. Rules, laws, and accountability mean nothing. It's all dependent on two groups, and it breaks down to two groups: your victim group status and your protectionist group status. And the people who in the protectionist group status, Hunter Biden's a great example, the trust fund babies, the kids who grew up, who are going to get millions of dollars of money handed down to them in inheritances and lands and business, those are the protectionist group. And they use the victim group status by saying you of a certain group, you can't compete. Your work is suboptimal. So they're going to purposely insult your work ethic, ability, and intelligence in order to degrade and disrespect you. So you go fighting against other groups who talk about the truth. That's one of the reasons they race bait. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. Their job is to sway public opinion and control the narrative. Their job is to use media propaganda, subliminal messaging, professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic. Their job is to dilute truth. But when you fall for this, you have to remember you're not empowering your group or you as an individual. You're destroying your nation when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. All these years I've been talking about certain people feeling entitled to play the victim group status card, and I tie that into the delegitimization of work. Now people are coming to me from all over saying, Rich, you're 100% right. And I wish I wasn't right. I wish enough people saw this in the beginning that I didn't have to tell certain people their strategies in order to wake people up with all the many subsets of distractions, dumbing down, and division that I've talked about over the years. So as these powers that be redefine laws, redefine words, they enable the big and the corrupt using groups and people against each other for the gain of the elite and the lieutenants in the system. So that means everything's bought and paid for. Elections, everything. Jobs, nothing is earned. That means prosperity is in major doubt, and we're all talking about survival now. So with all this corruption, I mean, I'm never vetting anything from votes to these Dominion machines, Democrats. Have you noticed that in these races, Democrats are literally finding votes? Oh, I found some more votes. We live in a world of lies, plausible deniability, excuse behaviors based on what group you're in, fraud, control. We have a caste system that's not developing, that's developed. We have corrupt government and corporations pushing propaganda over truth and fake transparency. And that's what, you know, one of the disclaimers I always say, probably up to 10% of our articles that even get to, vetted and gets to the alternative media are designed to create fake news, designed to distract, to divert, to reduce credibility, legitimacy, and demonize. In the mainstream media, it's probably 100%. We all have to be careful. You can look at it this way. Objective facts versus subjective emotional opinion. We need less political correctness, less philosophy, less stories, and more facts. I'll be right back, folks, after this break at the top of the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.